Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today.
All right, so Lars Eller's on the COVID protocol, right?
Yep, correct.
So we're happy to be joined by Trevor Van Riemsdyk to talk a little Capitals hockey. Now, he's presented by Dulles Motor Cars. Score your new ride from the dealership voted 2021's best in Loudoun. Dulles Motor Cars, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, and Subaru. Experience the Dulles difference today. And remember, cars cost less in Leesburg. What's up, Trevor?
How's it going, guys?
We're doing okay. Hey, how was Seattle?
It was good. It was fun. It's obviously cool to go to a new rink and see what it's all about. And yeah, they had a great atmosphere going. Would have been nice to have a little bit of a better showing, but it was a cool new building.
But overall, a pretty good West Coast swing for you guys. You get
really
points.
Good.
You get points in three out of the four games. I mean, like you mentioned, the dud against the Kraken at the end, that stinks. But I mean, two shutouts and points in three of the four. You have to be happy with that.
Yeah, for sure. I think we started off in a good way, grinding it out and getting a point in Anaheim, and then a couple of good games back to back there. And yeah, it was obviously, it always stinks to end the road trip with a loss. But if you kind of take a step back here on the day off and look back, and I think there's a lot of positives we can take from it.
By the way, what got into Sammy on that West Coast swing? He had a 34 save shutout against the Kings. And then a 22-save shutout against the Sharks. He was the NHL's second star of the week. So, I mean, it seemed like Vitek started the season out hotter, and now Sammy's kind of got the hot hand. It's nice to have two really good goaltenders back there behind you.
Yeah, exactly. I think you nailed it. I think we have two guys that have the capability to play really well, and they've done it all year. Sammy was awesome. Those past couple of games, a couple of shutouts, and they weren't easy by any stretch. He was making big saves left and right and kind of bailing us out, keeping us in those games and giving us a chance to come away with points. And we were able to do that. But, yeah, they both have it in them, and they've done it a lot and helped us out all year.
I know this is a silly question because you've been asked it, and if you knew the answer, you'd fix it. But what's the story with, like, the overtime losses? Like, I understand there was play, what, one man down?
Three on three.
Yeah,
3-on-3,
yep.
Right? I mean, like, obviously it's a little bit of a different dynamic. I know you don't know the answer. If you knew the answer, you'd fix it. But what's sort of been your take on that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, obviously, it's a pretty small margin for error in overtime, and we've had some chances, and that's kind of how it goes sometimes in 3-on-3 when you have a chance at one end. If it just happens to not go in, you don't get the bounce, and it's going to come the other way. And we've been pretty unfortunate in the 3-on-3, and we've let them toss and try to figure out what's the solution. And obviously we're working towards it. Yeah, like you said, if you could pinpoint it exactly, you'd just change it right away and it'd all be fixed. So we're just trying to
does it hurt as much as like a late
accordingly and figure it out.
Does it hurt as much as like a late third period loss, you know? Or obviously, you know, in the back of your mind, okay, we got a point here. And that probably depends, too. Like, okay, we snuck a point because we tied it up at the end of the third. Okay, we lose in overtime, but we kind of stole a point. Maybe that affects you a little bit. I don't know. Does that affect sort of your reaction to these things?
Yeah, I think like you said, I think losing one late in the third is always tough because you were there all game. Or
right.
I mean, obviously it depends on how each game goes, and then you end up with nothing. Where
right.
in overtime, at least you have that one point and you have that there. But I think, yeah, obviously in our division and in the whole league, every point matters, as cliche as that may sound. So even in overtime, it's not like you're thinking we're just going to go for it. If we get it, we get it. If we don't, we don't. And yeah, hopefully we have a little more success as the year goes on.
I want to get to know TVR a little bit. First time we've ever had you on the show, Trevor Van Riemsdyk. So you grew up in Jersey. Who was your guy? Like, who were your favorite players growing up?
I was a Rangers fan growing up, and Brian Leetch was always my favorite guy to watch. And every Christmas, we'd usually, me and my brothers would get one Rangers game. We'd get three games to pick from, and kind of that was always the big gift of Christmas. And yeah, we'd get to take the train right into MSG there, and we had a train station a couple minutes from our house. So that was always the most fun thing we would do. And yeah, I always loved the Rangers and watching Brian Leetch play. And yeah, he was always my guy. My dad always would be pointing at him, telling me to watch him and seeing the things he does.
So, Trevor, you're a Jersey guy. That means you're generally going to be a Giants fan. Give us your is that correct? Do you root for the Giants?
That's a tough assumption, though. I'm a Jets fan, unfortunately. Ooh. For the last years. But we had a little bit of success going on when I was high school and college age. But
so, who was like your favorite Jets? Were you like a Chad Pennington guy?
Yeah, he's only 30.
Actually, I loved watching him play. He wasn't had the biggest arm or anything, but he seemed like he always knew who was coming open and dropped back at the end of his drop, and the ball was out of his hand. So I always liked watching him play.
Trevor, one of the weird things for me that I can never wrap my head around, and I guess it makes sense because it's close to Philadelphia, but people that live like in South Jersey are Eagles fans. Like, they don't root for the Giants or the Jets. They root for the Eagles.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's like a weird dynamic.
What's the deal with that?
It's closer to Philly.
It's like pretty much South Jersey's all like Philly sports. And in North Jersey, obviously, you get divided up amongst the Devils and then all the other New York sports, New York City sports.
Hold on, they're really Devils fans. Devils fans that exist? Do Devils fans really exist out in the wild? Is that really a thing?
Yeah. A couple of my good buddies from home are definitely huge Devils fans, so that they definitely exist. They got a passionate bunch. I was more from Central Jersey, so there's a lot from around where I live. And yeah, when you take the train into some of those games, you have to make sure you're in the right car, else there'd be some a little bit of ugliness going on.
Well, Trevor, were you a baller in any other sports?
I'm an okay basketball player. My uncle was a assistant basketball coach growing up, so I would help him out with his camps to make some summer money. So I got the I'm pretty good at knockout and shooting the ball. I'm not really good at the game necessarily, but I can do a little bit of that.
Hey, do you do the pregame soccer juggling with the fellas, or because you're a hoops guy, you're not into that?
No, I used to do that a little bit, but my game never came along, so I kind of leave that to the guys that are a little better.
Hey,
I'd be a rally killer, so I kind of leave that to the guys with a little more skill.
What's been your take on these guys since you've joined the team? Like, you know, now being on Ovi's side and Backstrom and these guys, Oshie, you know, I assume some of them you always had respect for them, but maybe there was something that's sort of eye-opening about them, playing with them every day?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, their skill and the things they do when you see it in practice. And like Ovi and watching him up close shoot the puck, obviously being on the other side, having to block him is not as much fun, but being able to watch from the side and just appreciate it is incredible. And Backy and the passes he can make and the things he does under pressure and never loses his poise, and Kuzi and Oshie, the things he can do with a puck and the skills he has, he's kind of it's incredible to watch. It's when you see it every day in practice, it's no fluke when they're doing it in the games.
Did you ever have a run-in with any of those guys while you were with Chicago or maybe with Carolina?
Yeah, is he a fighter? Are you a fighter, Trevor?
No, I haven't been in too many of those. I've been run over by Ovi a couple times, which is never fun. But No, nothing too crazy. Obviously, when I was in Carolina, we played Wash in the playoffs one year, but that was about it. And yeah, no, it's definitely nice being on this side and getting to see a lot of these legendary players up close and see what makes them so good.
Joined by Trevor Van Riemsdyk, defenseman for the Washington Capitals, on the BetQL guest hotline. You know, Coach Laviolette is going to preach to you, hey, we're only concerned with the Canadiens. That's the next opponent. But I'll look ahead. Your next four outside of Montreal, because let's be honest, they're terrible. You guys should throttle them at Capital One Arena. Then after that, you have Florida, and then at Carolina and at Florida before November is done. So the schedule definitely ramps up. I would say starting the day after Thanksgiving.
I mean, we're not going to look ahead, and obviously there's no easy games. And Montreal was they were in the final last year, so obviously they've gotten off to a slow start, but they've got it in them to turn this thing around. So we're going to focus on it one game at a time. And yeah, like you said, there are a bunch of big games coming up.
What's it like playing for Coach Laviolette? Because we have him on every week or every other week, whatever the hell it is. And I love the guy. And I remember when we got him, I was like, oh, man, this dude has a reputation for being a hard ass. This is going to be awkward. The guy's great. He's fantastic. What's sort of been your impression?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's obviously really good with his X's and O's and having us prepared for whether it's watching video or just getting our strategy right for the team we're playing, but he's also just a master motivator. I think that's one of his best skills, is being able to get the most out of the guys. Obviously it's a long season, and there can be times where it might be a little harder, you're feeling a little more worn down, and he always seems to have a little trick up his sleeve to get everyone ready to go and ready to play.
See, he had that reputation as a hard ass, and this, I'm just basing this on a picture. So your previous coach was Brindamore, right?
Yeah.
He looks like a hard ass.
I sat behind you guys one
Coach
time.
Coach Laviolette seems like a nice guy to him.
Brindamore, I sat behind you guys one time, and I got scared. I was like, this dude is a monster.
Right.
Yeah, he's pretty incredible, I think. Watching him in the gym when I was in Carolina, he can he's pretty impressive. He's probably stronger and more fit than most of the guys.
His nickname is Rod the Bod.
I know Laviolette and him are know
different.
Each other well. So
no, but he has a scowl. Like during the game, he has a scowl that literally. Yeah. I was right behind the glass. I was scared. Yeah.
And by the way, Brindamore's face—it looks like it's been carved up by a stick or two during his career.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, it's intimidating, no doubt.
Yeah, he definitely has that. Yeah, you don't want to be on his. His mad side, because he can, he's definitely got that intimidation factor where he's still like, looks like he wants to just go out there and get on the ice for you if you're not playing well. So he was a great guy to play for, and so was Lavi.
Well, Trevor, thanks a lot for filling in for Lars Eller. We appreciate you coming on.
So
Trevor
do it
Van
again.
Riemsdyk, defenseman for the Caps. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Trevor. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, man. Take care,
Trevor,
man.
Trevor, presented by Dulles Motor Cars. Score your new ride from the dealership voted 2021's best and loud in Dulles Motor Cars. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, Subaru, all in one location. Experience the Dulles difference today. And remember, cars cost less in Leesburg. TVR, good guy.
I'm a TVR guy.
Hey,
TVR's my guy.
I like them, man. Good dude.
Definitely. All right, when we come back, we will get into EB's entertainment page. He's going to entertain the masses.
Always.
He's read through every story three or four times already.
Rabbit cakes.
It might be the best EP ever, and it's coming up next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.